89.3 FM Toledo and Lima, 88.5 FM Wasilla, on the web at yeshome.com, on the SFM Android and iTunes app, and the TuneIn Radio app, and now at 89.1 FM Fremont.
Now we are going to the phone lines, where we are joined
by Adam J. Adam, I've had you on for years, and I still can't say your last name.
That's all right. It's nice and Polish.
It's got lots of letters that make no sense. So I just call you Adam J for short. And you are here to talk about, by the way, say hi to Jeff. He's our new co-host here on the morning show.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Now, Adam, you've got a really exciting new thing. We were just kind of chatting off the air, and I was kind of joking with you. It seems like every time I talk to you, you got something new going. You're always doing something new and something exciting. But this is a really cool thing that you got going with your Forge Leadership Network. Tell us about the Forge Leadership Network and what inspired you to help start this.
Absolutely. Great question. If your listeners, we don't want to text and drive, right? But once they get to their computer, they can go to forgeleadership.org. That's forgeleadership.org, and they can learn. I'm going to be telling you about Forge Leadership Network. Our mission is to identify, train, mentor, and connect the next generation of conservative leaders in the public square. So students ages 16 to 24 in Ohio and the Midwest are able to apply. We're going to raise up the next generation of innovators in the marketplace, influencers in culture, champions of free enterprise, and statesmen in government. So really excited to help come along with these students and help mentor and equip them, and then connect them, be able to make their desired impact on policy and on law and on education, and to engage their culture and impact their world.
Now, what have you seen with this current generation? They've been called a number of different things and accused of being a certain way. What do you see this current youth generation, and how are they responding to what you're calling them to do?
Sure. I see a lot of excitement and passion, and a lot of that passion is just right out there and is kind of maybe untapped or unconnected right now and unfunneled into a direction where they can make an impact. I feel we meet with a lot of students in high school, college who really care about these things, who care about the marketplace of ideas, who care about engaging culture, and a lot of them are looking for a direction as to how to make a principled and effective impact. Right? How do they make their voice and how do they make their time and energy count? And then they're looking to see. Especially a lot of Christian students are looking to see what does a thoughtful, effective cultural engagement look like? Because I think they've seen it, done on all sides of the spectrum, and kind of are left wondering, what does that look like, and how do I do that in a way that is, full of truth and grace.
And you mentioned people can sign up and they get to be part of the your Forge Leadership Summit, and tell us about what's going to happen at the summit. Give us a little breakdown of that.
Yes, great call. Our Forge Leadership Summit, which takes place July 14th through 18th, and once again, you can learn about that at Forge, that's F-O-R-G-E, leadership.org. The Forge Leadership Summit, which takes place July 14th through 18th, it is going to be a comprehensive and interactive leadership experience where students ages 16 to 24 will be taught the timeless principles, public policy, practical skills like media interviews, public speaking, speed networking, all these great tools for them to develop going forward, as well as they're going to participate in a simulated legislative process actually on the floor of the House of Representatives at the State House in Columbus, being mentored by some state representatives. So we're really excited about that process, really comprehensive and a holistic process by which they'll learn the principles, the policy, the process, and the practical skills necessary to make an impact. And that's going to be hosted. The host campus is Ohio Christian University, and then two of those days will be spent actually at the Ohio State House. Now, the exciting part about today is the first day that students ages 16 to 24 can go on our website and apply for the Forge Leadership Summit.
Ah, cool. Now, I know, Adam, and you mentioned it's at Ohio Christian University. I know you're a Christian. You've been involved in some Christian ministries in the past. What role does faith play with the Forge Leadership Network?
Yeah, great question. Faith is what motivates me, right, in all of my actions and passions in life. It's what motivates our team. It's what motivates our action in the public square, right? I know that many of us draw, draw inspiration from the work of men, women, men like William Wilberforce, who as biographer Eric Metaxas once said in the biography Amazing Grace, said, here's a man who believed the Bible, trusted God, and God used that to change the world. Right, and in Wilberforce's example, that was to abolish the slave trade in Britain, right, and it changed British society. But so we take that same idea that God still calls people like He did with Wilberforce into the public square, and so we're excited to partner with students and many of these students will share that similar motive and the similar passion, our faith motivates us to try to discern. How to enter this environment, which is a testy environment at times, and how do we do so with truth and grace, and how do we do so in a principled yet effective and thoughtful manner? How do we speak to the issues of the day in a way that's winsome, thoughtful, and brings the best of communication and messaging to issues that are controversial in today's world.
Well, there's certainly no shortage of controversial issues out there right now.
sure.
So, Adam, we're talking with Adam Jay. He's here from the Forge. All right, you got to say your last name one time for me, Adam.
Yeah, it's Adam Josephic.
Josephic. All right, see, that's not that hard. I should be able to remember that.
No, it's easier to say than it is to spell. I was about to go into spelling it for you, like the bank or like your credit card, Josephic, that's J-O-S, yeah.
You must have had fun in grade school with that name.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Adam Josephic joining us from Forge Leadership Network. Hey, Adam, once again, if folks want to find out more information about the Leadership Summit, get online and apply, all that kind of good stuff, where do they need to go?
Yeah, forgeleadership.org. That's F-O-R-G-E, leadership.org. Forgeleadership.org. They can learn more about our mission and our vision. They can learn about our 2015 Forge Leadership Summit, and if they're ages 16 to 24, they can apply. We encourage them to go on there and register and apply. There's limited spots available to this this inaugural program, and then they can learn more about the student program. They can learn about the mentoring program. We're really excited that the real goal of Forge is out of this summit. We then provide these students. Who are connected. We provide them with year-round mentoring and growth opportunities throughout the calendar year after that, and help them connect with internships and jobs that will help stoke their passion and allow them to hit the ground running. On the website, they can also find exciting ways to partner with us in our mission. And so, yes, we ask people to check it out, forgeleadership.org, as well as on Facebook. We are it's Forge Leadership Network. They can type that in, find our page. And on Twitter, we're at Forge Leadership.
Again, what students would be most interested in this, and what kind of students are you looking for?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think students who are passionate about engaging their culture and impacting their world, right? Students with a passion for the principles that our nation was founded on, and a passion for seeing those principles fleshed out and how they come to bear on the issues of the day. So these are students with conservative convictions who want to make a principled and effective impact on their world, right? That they want to see they want to see a bright future for their community, their state, and their country, and they enjoy this marketplace of ideas and this debate and look forward to growing and discerning how God has uniquely called them to make an impact.
Awesome. Well, looks like you're looking for what we would call rebels. We have our YesFM Rebellion encouraging students not to follow the culture, but to be leaders of the culture. So come on, rebels. Go to forgeleadership.org and find out more information.
Hey, Adam, thanks so much for joining us, and it's always good talking with you.
Jeff, Tommy, it was a pleasure, as always. We really appreciate you. Appreciate you having me on. Have a great week, all right?
You too, Adam.
Thanks, Adam. God bless.
Yes, FM.